Tuscaloosa and Birmingham are under shelter-at-home orders, and non-essential businesses statewide are closed down. Despite all this, life is somewhat getting back to normal for students at the University of Alabama. We say somewhat, since the Tuscaloosa campus is closed down. APR is part of an innovative joint COVID-19 coverage unit with the Commercial Newsroom at WVUA 23 TV and the University of Alabama's Center for Public Television. APR's Pat Duggins teamed up with public TV producer Will Green to explain how class is getting underway again this week, but not in the way any of these students expected at the start of the term.
Get your program.
This is a normal Saturday at the University of Alabama during college football season. On weekdays, over 38,000 students trade their pom-poms, better known as shakers, and pick up their books to bustle off to class.
Okay, my name is Maya Champion. I teach in the Department of Journalism and Creative Media.
But that's not the case right now.
I'm a creative media instructor. I teach screenwriting, directing, and producing.
As you can tell by listening, Champion isn't in a classroom. We're talking to her through a computer at the Center for Public Television. We're using a video conferencing system called Zoom. Champion can see us and we can see her, but starting this week, Zoom will be an even bigger part of what she does.
This will be my first time teaching online class.
All right, Joseph, I can't see you yet.
Well, it works better with my camera off. It's better with the audio's way.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Jeremy, you're...
I don't have a webcam.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll just settle for your name. That makes me sad. I wanted to see you guys.
The coronavirus means almost no students are allowed on campus, and almost all classes at the University of Alabama are being moved from face-to-face instruction to online platforms like Zoom. Champion is trying to make the best of it.
It's a little bit tougher challenge, so we're trying to keep our spirits up and positive.
Maya Champion is kind of like the mom of JCM.
JCM is short for the Department of Journalism and Creative Media, and you just heard from one of Maya Champion's students who will be in their places with video faces.
Hi, I'm Montana Maniscalco, a senior here at the University of Alabama, double majoring in telecommunication and film and psychology.
Maniscalco wants to work as a movie director after she graduates. She came to Alabama to study instead of taking the more traditional route of going to the film mecca of Los Angeles. Maniscalco says taking classes with a room full of other students created an atmosphere that made writing and shooting short student films work.
Everybody just wants to see everybody succeed. And so you have this whole community of just people who want to create things. And we all lift each other up in the process of trying to help each other out and make sure that everybody is successful.
And now that community will be a collection of little thumbnail pictures on a Zoom video conference screen. Maniscalco says that's going to be different.
It's going to be odd. It's going to be challenging too, because me personally, I'm a very hands-on, I need to see it in front of me learner.
And Maniscalco isn't the only one.
When we're going through a script, it's not methodical as much as, what if you did this? And what if you did this? And what if you did this? And then you just kind of, you take it all in, and then you work it from there.
He's one of Maniscalco's classmates.
Hello, everyone. I am Nathan Stevenson. I am a senior at the University of Alabama, majoring in film and creative media and minoring in music.
For Stevenson, it's not just that he can't put together a crew and shoot his final project film, but the traditional graduation ceremony, complete with a cap and gown and a handshake from the university president, is canceled as well because of the coronavirus.
It's very, very weird to not get any closure, where there's not even the build-up to the finish and the final sort of sprint is just kind of cut off, just kind of dissolved. My semester got Thanos'd. I don't know.
For those of you who don't speak college senior, Thanos is the bad guy who made half of the universe disappear in the next to last of the Avengers movies. Yes, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, those guys.
I know it's hard to sort of restart after such strange circumstances, but I still want you to use this time to write, because frankly, what else can you do?
Yeah.
All right, who's that?
But as daunting as everything seems for Stevenson, Maniscalco, and everyone else in Maya Champion's classes, there are those who do this all the time online, and they say it works if you use it right.
So my biggest piece of advice for the students who have never done online classes would be to be proactive, work ahead of time.
That's Andy Youssef. He lives in Birmingham. Youssef doesn't attend classes in Tuscaloosa. Instead, he's pursuing a master's degree at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And that means taking a lot of his classes online. We got in touch with him on Zoom as well. Youssef says there are ways to make this kind of class work if you know a few tricks.
I like to set imaginary deadlines for assignments. So if I have an assignment, say, due on a Friday, I'll kind of trick myself and say, oh, it's actually due Wednesday. So I'll try to turn it in beforehand.
Online classes at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa are meant to help students avoid catching or spreading the coronavirus. This isn't a theory for Youssef. He tested positive for COVID-19 a little over a week ago. Youssef says he remembers when his test came back.
On the outside, I may be calm and complacent, but on the inside, I'm definitely freaking out.
His symptoms were like a bad cold with shortness of breath, similar to asthma. Youssef's story has an upside, though. After our interview, he started feeling better and took a second test. This time, it came back negative, so he's beginning to return to his usual routine.
Okay, later, guys. See you soon, hopefully, and then I will be around next Tuesday at 6, okay? All right, happy writing.
Okay,
thank you. Bye. Good night.
I think that the platform makes it pretty easy to engage.
We caught up with Nathan Stevenson on Zoom after his first online class.
I think when you have a lot of people on Zoom at one time and people don't have headsets or stuff like that, you can get weird audio feedback or things of that nature. So normally I would have myself muted when I wasn't talking.
For Stevenson, Maya Champion, and Montana Maniscalco, the rest of the semester will be anything but routine as they all work online. Maniscalco says being banned from campus from now until graduation will be bittersweet.
You know, I worked on campus, I have classes on campus, and I spend most of my days on campus. So it's a little odd and it's a little sad, just more so the fact of I kind of got an untimely goodbye with my friends. And there's some people that I actually didn't even get to say goodbye to.
After graduation, she plans to move out west to pursue her film career that could make linking up with those college friends even tougher. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.